This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Pittsburgh Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Experience. That's right, here at Home Talk USA, as we begin a new and fresh hour. Class is in session, and we're going to educate you, guide you, advise you on your home improvement project. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. And you can follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? Home Talk USA. All right. There's going to be a major announcement next week. We got a trade show, a Made in America trade show that's going to be produced in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm going to be involved in, but we're going to give you all the details. I've been pushing for this big trade show probably for the past 15 years, and I'm excited. And we're going to be giving you all the details and talking to different American-made manufacturers that's going to be there. That's just in the home improvement field. Just any American-made manufacturer. So I'm excited. Bringing jobs back here to the U.S. But, I understand my buddy Chris Camperman is on the line right now with Decorators. If you recall, a couple weeks ago, he was supposed to be on the show, and we had to reschedule him. And he's always on. He's always like Willie Nelson. He's always on the road doing something. But he's laughing. Hey, my buddy Chris, you've been here a long time, man. You're one of my oldest.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought I'd try to make time for you, though. It's a priority to get on.
Hey, what's happening? What's the latest in with Decorators right now in outdoor living in general, Chris?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe we're sitting here towards the end of summer, but you know, they just seem to fly by faster and faster, don't they? But you know, we've been seeing some strong demand towards the end of this season. Some of that is due to that rough weather we had in the spring in many parts of the country. But you know, we're expecting a very strong deck building season to finish the year, as long as Mother Nature cooperates, which is becoming more and more difficult to predict, isn't it? Yeah. You know, we've also been working on finalizing our new products for 2020 that we'll be introducing at Deck Expo in early November. We've talked about Deck Expo before, Michael. It's an industry trade show. But how it's important for us and for your listeners is we have some exciting new decking and railing options that we'll be showing to our contractors and dealers. So then they can offer the homeowners those new cutting edge innovative products come springtime. So we're also constantly working on our website, you know, to improve that overall user experience. We just added the ability to order samples on our site so homeowners can view some color options to coordinate with their siding, trim, and landscape. If you head to decorators.com, click on Start Your Project, you will see a link to order samples as well as other resources for planning, designing, and aligning with a contractor or dealer to turn your ideas into reality. So that's what's going on with Decorators right now, and we're excited to continue this decking season.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You made a good comment about it's now towards the end of the season. It's just moving along. But how has the season been in general for you guys, though?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has to do with weather. But
weather,
It was just difficult with, I think a lot of people were struggling with, when do I start the decking project? Because not only did cold weather last longer than it normally does, but there was also a lot of moisture and rain and wet that was going on in the spring, and that's very difficult to put footings into the ground. So I think, you know, remodelers and contractors are focused a little more on the interior, and now they've moved out to the outside. And I do expect it, as long as, again, as Mother Nature cooperates, I think, you know, October, yeah, even parts of November will still be strong for deck building.
Yeah, I think so too. I agree with you. But you also mentioned about the industry trade show coming up in November, which is a couple months away. And as we get close to that, I'll get back to you, you know, back with you on the show. I want to find out what's going on, because I always like to, you know, find out, because it's giving the information ahead of time. You know, we're talking 2019 for 2020, so it's always, you know, 6 months to 8 months in advance, because it basically gives the opportunity, which, I like to give a sneak preview of what's coming up down the pipe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And we like to give your listeners that opportunity to learn about what's new and fresh and do some research. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's right. That's what it's all about. But, again, summer is winding down. And I want to talk about, I think it's a good time to access your outdoor living space, and I want to talk about that also. But what are some of the easy end-of-season enhancements my listeners can look into when it comes to their outdoor space, Chris?
Yeah, you know, late summer is a great time to add some quick and inexpensive enhancements to your deck. Is everything is really fresh in your mind. You've been using your deck, you've been spending some time on maybe a friend's or neighbor's deck, and there's certain elements that you like about it, like how they use it, like how they design something. So now's a good time to assess, you know, that space, and maybe look at some quick and inexpensive ways to upgrade that space. So one way that we look at is you take an old wood balusters, and you know, they can be easily replaced with some face mount aluminum balusters from decorators like our Baroque, our Arc, and our Traditional. You know, this change in appearance is very dramatic, and it'll certainly be noticed by friends and neighbors. The added benefit is the maintenance aspect. Aluminum balusters just need periodic cleaning. They do not need to be scrubbed and stained like traditional wood balusters, and they also do not twist and crack, which does happen with wood over time. So, and we also have some new products that were introduced actually last year in 2018 that are nice add-ons to an existing deck to enhance that use of the space. First is a decorator's deck drawer hardware kit. It allows you to easily add a storage area to your deck. You know, besides keeping your grilling tools, outdoor furniture, cushions, or pool accessories organized, it serves as a practical addition that optimizes that living space and blends seamlessly with your deck. Another item is our deck rail table. It adds entertainment space, such as a dining or a drink station, to existing deck railing. We also suggest using the table as a worktop for the grill or a small gardening area. This table can be installed to most railing systems with vertical balusters. That means the balusters go up and down and can easily be moved around to other areas of your railing structure. And the only one not in use, you can actually take it off pretty easily and store it, keep it out of the way, take it out whenever you need it. So another thing that we've suggested to people is wrapping wood posts on the underside of the deck with fascia to better coordinate with the decking and railing. It's a simple enhancement that can be done quickly and inexpensively. It's also something the weekend warrior can accomplish on their own. It doesn't involve a lot of special tools or cuts, and pretty straightforward installation to really, really coordinate that understructure with your decking.
Now, we talked, summer is winding down. Okay, we just talked about that. But I need to tell you, Chris, you know, fall is approaching, and it's beginning to get a little darker in the evening. And I know Decorators offers lighting for the deck and railing, where a lot of my audience might not realize that you do. Can you tell us more about some of these options, though? Well, hold on, Chris. Hold on that thought right there, my friend.
I'll come back to that one. It's a good topic. So.
Yeah, I like to do that. All right, we're going to come back with Chris Kamperman. He's with Decorators right here on Home Talk USA. Well, I just keep losing the track of time here. Behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls, answering your emails. Well, we got, you know, we used to get a lot of emails, but that's all Twitter and Texas now. You know, got a lot of tweets, of questions we're going to get to and answer at the top of the hour. So stay with us right here on the number one home improvement show, downloaded and listened to, Home Talk USA. Always support your local defenders, hardware stores, and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all come back now, you hear? Yay!
Club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. again, we always invite you to check out our television show at HometalkTV.com. We're going to be entering Season 4. Wow, we got 13 episodes lined up. Season 4, it's hard to believe. Chris, you did a show on, we're talking to Chris Campen with Decorators. You might not know that Chris and Decorators did Season 1.
They're hauling my deck display.
Did you know
your,
that?
Up your stairs rather than getting on an elevator. That was always fun.
Remember that, huh?
It was worth it, though. Good time to be able to show people what we were talking about on your show.
Yeah, Season 1. You were in Season 1. Now we're entering Season 4. Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Hard to believe. Time's just flying by when you're having fun, huh? But
absolutely.
Before the break, though, I had to ask you a question, and I had got caught for time, and I had to hear from some of our great sponsors. But, again, fall is approaching, and I think, let's see what I was asking. Oh, yeah, the beginning, obviously, when fall's here, it gets darker a little early in the evening. And I know Decorators offers lighting for deck and railing. Can you tell us about some of these options, though?
Yeah. Deck lighting has been on trend for several years now because it looks great. It serves a purpose. And Decorators, we have both low voltage and solar options for lighting a deck. Low voltage is ideal for consistent ambient lighting that looks great while providing an element of safety. Our all-new low voltage product line that we created in partnership with Hinckley Lighting, they're a very design-oriented interior lighting company, and they were looking to move up the outside and partnered with us to take some lighting onto the deck, and it's been a very good partnership for us. But we have a full offering of post-cap lights, sconces, and step lights to add style and safety to an outdoor space. Our recessed lights can be installed easily on a rise of stairs to help navigate steps as the sun goes down. We also have options for lighting the sides of posts and the undersides of railing to add a warm glow that's perfect for the evening. And, you know, a lot of people get intimidated by low voltage due to the wiring, Michael, but our system is really rather simple in that it uses a junction box and you can clip things in and out and do it pretty easily, and you don't necessarily need an electrician to do that. And then we have our solar lighting, which is a simple way to add ambient lighting to an outdoor space. We have post-cap lights, accent lights, baluster lights that are charged by the sun and glow for several hours throughout the evening. We have options that work for wood, aluminum, vinyl, and composite railing, so it's a pretty simple and inexpensive way to add some lighting to your deck.
Now, Chris, I want to find out something from you. I don't know if you noticed, but a skilled labor force is a skilled labor shortage is lingering issue in our country right now, and it clearly impacts the ability to meet the, you know, in my opinion, the demands of the homeowners looking to upgrade their deck. I mean, can you offer any advice? I mean, it's not just in your field, but it's in other construction fields. It's just nobody. We gotta start doing more technical school.
Yeah. I think that the time has come for all of us, including, you know, manufacturers of products that contractors use, to stop talking about and looking for solutions to it, because it is a real issue out there. I mean, I heard a stat the other day, Michael, that there are currently 600,000 skilled trade jobs unfilled in America right now.
Yeah.
And 83% of construction companies report a shortage of skilled labor. I mean, those numbers are staggering. We're in outdoor living. It's booming right now, but it's also very difficult to find a contractor to install a deck at a reasonable price within a reasonable time frame. So it impacts all of us, from manufacturer to the actual laborer to, you know, the homeowner who's trying to add value to their home. So it's an important issue for all of us. And, I mean, you talk about Made in the USA, which is a great thing, and, you know, we make as much as we can in the U.S. Our decking's extruded in Wisconsin and Alabama, and, you know, we're a red, white, and blue as much as possible. And but we also need, you know, those individuals who can actually build these beautiful spaces using our decking projects. So, you know, some advice that I give is, you know, as with most things in life, Michael, you know, deck projects cost more and take longer than you think they would. You know, it's important to plan ahead, be realistic about the cost and lead time, and if you're thinking about doing a deck next spring, it wouldn't be a bad idea to start doing some research now. Can you start going through the process of qualifying a contractor for your projects? Our Decorators Certified Pros are a wealth of information when it comes to planning and designing a deck. They'll give you some tips and advice to help you plan out that space in a way that best fits your lifestyle and needs. So, you know, I'm even hearing about some contractors that are getting a little creative. They're offering discounts in late fall to put footings in the ground during the late fall, so you can avoid the freeze portion of the season. And is they've got the footings in, and they can go in the spring and put the rest of it in, the deck boards, the railing, and really kind of maximize that timing of late fall, early winter to early spring, and being able to complete projects quickly for people. So, you know, another consideration is whether or not you install the deck yourself. Nothing can replace the work of a licensed and skilled contractor, but if you're planning a simple one-level rectangle deck and have some building skills, it can be a fun and rewarding project to do on your own. So we even have products that help with that. We have pre-assembled aluminum rails that are simple and sleek and provide a straightforward installation. So it's not, you don't need to be a finished carpenter to do some of these railing systems now. We're actually designing them for speed and the ability for people to install them as quickly and easily as possible.
Well, I also want to talk to you about deck fasteners, though. It's actually becoming one of those items that most people really do not think about until they become an issue. I mean, if you've seen me at the deck shows talking to, you know, the fastener manufacturers and, you know, to try to get the decking industry to either partner up with the fastening industry or something to come up, because basically, let's face it, a lot of people just take the decks and they go down to the box store and go get fasteners.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and maybe there's fasteners that specifically should be used or made to be used for the decks itself, you know, make it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, you're right, Michael. Choosing the right deck fastener for the project can be the difference between someone being satisfied or dissatisfied with their deck project. And it seems like a small thing, but it's extremely crucial as far as how the deck performs. So the first consideration is whether or not to use a hidden fastener or a traditional face screw for your deck. And I typically recommend hidden fasteners because our decking resembles beautiful hardwood flooring and you don't want a bunch of screw heads creating unsightly blemishes on your deck surface. So a hidden fastener really keeps that clean and pristine to look on your deck.
Yep. Hey, my buddy, we're out of time. Wow. Not a great job, not a great hour, not a great time with you. It's always great to have decorators on. Hope you can continue to come on and educate us as we get through the season and update. It's all about education information. But, hey, I got to let you go, Chris. Give us that website. How can we learn more about you guys?
You bet. Decorators.com, DECKORATORS.com. You can head there. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can learn about fasteners that work well with our decking products. So that's decorators.com.
Decorators.com, just spell it out.
DECKORATORS.com.
You're the man. Thank you, bro. Gotta go.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, we got another guest coming up on a topic here at Home Talk USA. Always support your local department and hardware stores and garden centers. Let's pledge to hire a vet today. Y'all come back now, yeah? Yay!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Hurricane Dorian continues to strengthen, it's now shifted slightly, setting it on a course to potentially miss the direct hit with Florida and make landfall in the Carolinas. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is warning residents to remain vigilant, cautioning that the Category 4 storm could still change course, and even if it doesn't make landfall in the state, it will bring dangerous storm surges and flooding. Dorian's maximum sustained winds increased to over 150 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. That brings it close to a Category 5 level storm defined as having winds at 157 miles an hour or higher.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she's on her way to being very well following radiation treatment for cancer. The 86-year-old justice was speaking at the Library of Congress. The event came a little over a week after Ginsburg disclosed that she had completed outpatient radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can also follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? HometalkUSA. All right, as we begin this segment of the show, we're going to be talking about a product called TrimaSlab. Our guest is going to be our friend Bob Wilkes with TrimaSlab. Bob is no stranger to Home Talk. TrimaSlab is basically, we're going to be talking about a do-it-yourself expansion joint replacement that he developed that basically helps maintain the integrity of concrete slabs, reduces the weed growth, which is very important to maintain your expansion joints and your sidewalks and concrete slabs, and basically really cleans up the look of your driveway and sidewalks. Again, he's on the line right now, my friend Bob Wilkes with TrimaSlab. Hey, Mr. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Wanted to talk about TrimaSlab. And first of all, before we get into this, explain what TrimaSlab exactly is. You know, what's the product and why was it developed?
Yeah, sure. It is a flexible rubber-like strip. It's actually made of flexible PVC, same kind of exterior-grade PVC that's made that you can buy the gutters and window frames out of, but this is a flexible version of that. And it will come in various lengths, usually in a coil of 25 or 50 feet. And this is something that you can press into the spaces between the slabs, the expansion joints, and it goes in pretty much by hand. start on one end, press it in by hand, and when you get to the other end, you can cut it with pruning shears or a PVC cutter or, you know, something like that.
Wow. And now, why do I really need to seal up, seal those expansion joints, though? I mean, why? I mean, people don't.
Well,
you hope they do,
yeah.
But they don't.
I know. Many people don't. But there's a number of reasons. Like the most obvious is, you know, it's just going to look bad. If you got, you know, weeds growing out of your expansion joints or there's rotted wood or gaps, you know, it just looks bad. You might get, you know, a letter from your homeowners association or something like that, or even if you don't, you know, it doesn't look good. But also those gaps could be a safety hazard. You know, high heels makes it a trip hazard for high heels, or they could catch scooter wheels for the kids. It may be a problem for the elderly in, you know, canes, walkers, things like that. And the real reason, you know, even if you don't like those other reasons, is the maintaining the joints maintains the slab itself, because the slab is only as strong as the soil below it. If that soil below is removed, the slab is hanging in free space, and the weight of your car or even just the weight of the slab by itself will cause it to crack. And then your driveway will start to break up, and then you're going to have to replace big sections of concrete, and that's going to get very expensive very quickly.
Wow. Now, okay, so let's just revisit this a second so I understand this. The smallest problem you talked about is that it basically looks bad. I mean, when weeds grow, it just looks bad.
Right.
Safety's a little, you have a little bit more serious situation with the safety part of it, you know. It can become a safety issue in maintenance. That maintenance issue itself, as you said, the soil beneath the slab should be removed, and there's some things that they need to be done because that can really cause some serious deterioration. But so these are the three things, right? Really looks bad, safety, the main issues, and maintenance, right?
Right, and the maintenance thing is anything that's going to remove soil from beneath the slab. So that means rain. If you get heavy rain and it's sheeting down there and washing into those expansion joints and washing the soil out, or if you're pressure washing, and some people will blow those things out just because there's a lot of dirt in there and they're trying to clean things up. That's probably the worst thing you can do if you're doing that, because you're actively blasting water down in there and clearing the joint out. If you start eroding the soil beneath, then you get the big problem. And then, you know, to some extent, you might get fire ants or something like that, insects that might move, ants generally, that will move soil from underneath your slab to the top. And all those things are bad.
Good point. Now, the traditional repair, let me get this correctly, that I know of as a contractor, is putting some type of self-leveling caulk till your product came along. Why not use that, though? I mean, what's wrong with that problem?
It's been used for, you know, decades now, really, but there's a lot of issues with that stuff. I mean, you need to get a really good bond to both sides. If either side pulls away, then you've got a path straight down to the soil beneath. And, you know, generally this is older concrete. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be hard to clean. And then when you put that stuff in, you have to manage it. I mean, it's self-leveling caulk. It's going to, if you have any kind of hill, it's going to run out. Messy to do. You can't apply it when it's too cold or rainy. You got to worry about the weather.
Yeah, good point. Well, hold on that thought right there, my friend. We're talking to Bob Wilkes. He is talking about Termislab. We're talking about this this good, great technology that was invented by him. And it's basically, we're talking about a do-it-yourself expansion joint replacement. It basically helps the integrity of your concrete slabs. But as he said, it reduces weed growth, so on and so forth. So we're talking about expansion joint repairs. That's the expansion joints between the concrete slabs. The wood, and the majority is made out of wood. It can be made out of other material. All right, this is Home Talk. Y'all come back. Now you here? Yay!
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
For the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, a fully licensed test contractor, where I'm pretty much familiar with all general phases of construction of the home, remodeling, new construction. That's what we do here. I'm basically a general contractor. And talk talking about all these subjects for years now. Trying to educate you, guide you, advise you in your home improvement project. It will be the most expensive, probably the most expensive project investment you're going to make into your home. It's going to be your home. And that's what we're talking about here. But we're talking to our buddy Robert Wilkes. He's with a company called Trimmer Slab. We're talking about expansion joint replacement. Before the break, though, Bob was explaining why you really need to seal up those expansion joints, and he talked about how to put it in. But, Bob, traditionally, the repair is using a self-leveling caulk. And we talked about that many times, but in your opinion, why not use that?
Well, I mean, you certainly can, but it's going to be a lot more work than, putting in a trim slab is, you'd clear out the joint the same as you're going to do with self-leveling caulk. But then you just press in the strip and cut it to length with trim slab, and then you're done. With the self-leveling caulk, you're going to need to first put in a backer rod to limit how much material you use because the stuff is very expensive. So you put in a backer rod. You'll need to put a little dam on either side so it doesn't run out into the grass. Then you'll put the material in. Well, you have to make sure that the concrete's very clean. Then you put the material in. Then you got to keep everybody off of it. You can't be doing this if it's too hot, too cold, if it's raining or about to rain, or if it's going to rain before it gets cured. And then you can't let anybody drive on it, walk on it, the pets run across it for some period of time until it's fully cured. So all those limitations don't even exist for the trim slab. You're going to press in your trim slab, and you can drive on it right away. So it just takes away most of the work, and it gives you a very neat, even bead down your each expansion joint. Nice, even. You don't have to be an artist to make it look good. It's just going to look good as soon as you're done.
Now, is there anything truly unique about Trimmer Slab, or it's just really easy to install, Bob?
Well, yeah, there's actually another benefit. I mean, because it's pressed in and it's held in by essentially these spring fingers that are going to anchor onto the sides of the slab, you can peel it back out again. So what I did for years is I had Trimmer Slab on my walkway leading up to the front door. And whenever, you needed to run an extension cord across for like Halloween decorations or Christmas decorations, I could peel up one little strip of Trimmer Slab, run that cord under it, put the Trimmer Slab right back down on top, and then nobody trips over your cords. You don't have to, put duct tape on top or worry about that coming loose and having somebody trip. And you can do that year after year. I reused it for at least 5 years, probably 10.
Yeah. Very easy to install. And that's what you did. You made it with the do-it-yourself in mind when you develop it, right? Anybody can do it. Well, I saw it. I saw you did it. I mean, actually, that was going to be my next PR announcement before the next break is we're entering season 4 on my TV show, and you actually did season 1. That's a long time ago. So I saw you did it. You've already did a segment on the TV show, which basically shows how easy it really is. Yeah. The hardest trouble is just to get the wood out of between the joints. And if you got the right tools, you can get the wood out,
Right, right. And then you have to do that no matter what the repair. From that point on, the easiest solution is going to be to use Trimmer Slab. And it's going to cost about as much as the backer rod and caulk per foot, but it's just going to be a whole lot easier.
Yeah. Now, what about when your neighbor basically, or somebody, it don't have to be your neighbor, says, okay, let's just do a hypothetical situation. I want to talk about that when we come back off a break, though. about, I don't know about Roundup now, killing the weeds. Lawsuits about Roundup. But we're talking to Bob Wilkes. He is with Trimmer Slab, talking about expansion joint repairs here on Home Talk USA. Streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Cross the street from the public, heading down to the Lone Star Cafe. Maybe get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, standing in the shadow of Clifton Chalier, dancing the night away.
Tonight. Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
If you're talking,
why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Okay, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA, where we educate you, guide you, advise you on your home improvement project each week, every week, by giving you access to all of the top home improvement industry experts from around the globe. We're talking to one right now, Mr. Bob Wilkes with Trim and Slab, talking about Trim and Slab. We're talking about expansion joint repairs, joint replacement, expansion joint replacement. That's what we're talking about. And, Bob, before the break, though, I was just trying to give you a hypothetical situation. Say if your neighbor told me, hey, my expansion joints look good to me, just spray Roundup now and then. I mean, what's wrong with that? Of course, right now with the lawsuits, maybe I'm answering my own question about Roundup. But so what's wrong with that, Bob? Are you going to get cancer? Maybe.
Yeah, I guess that's for the jury to decide. But
That's for the jury to decide. That's right.
You can manage weeds and stuff like that with weed killers, but, you know, you're at a very short path from your driveway to the street, and then from the street to a storm drain, and then the storm drain to your local watershed. You know, so if these are harmful, you're actually, you know, putting these chemicals pretty much into your local waters where people are fishing and hunting, and it's just not a good idea environmentally to be doing that. If you can, at one, you know, crack, clean up the look of your driveway and not have to use weed killers, that sounds like a good deal. So Trimaside will let you do that. It dramatically suppresses the weeds. I can't say that it eliminates them because the concrete isn't perfect, and there may be spots where there's a chip and a weed can come through, but the reduction in weeds is amazing.
But how do you know what size to use, though?
Well, each size in the half to inch and three-eighths range will take care of a plus or minus an eighth of an inch. So each one does a pretty wide range. So we have a half, a three-quarter, a one, and a one and three-eighths. And whichever size your joints are, you just take the closest one to the gaps you have, and that's the size you pick. If it's a three-quarter inch gap, get the three-quarter inch size. If it's a little bit over an inch, get the one-inch size.
We are out of time. Wow. wow. We just give us a website. How can we?
yes. So much wow. We haven't talked about. Trim-a-slab.com for more information.
All right. Let's do it, my buddy. Thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much, Michael.
Bob
Good to
Wilkes.
Talk to you again.
You got it. Thank you. We're at the top of the hour news. I'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.